the championship's really hotting up. It's been a close battle with, you know, Moffat's, you know, Stevie Wright and Keith Cronin all year. So you know, hopefully we can, you know, be on the pace again come Donegal. And, you know, we still need to be picking up points. You know, the championship's still a long way to go and everybody's very close.
It's very tight at the top, but it's been going your way so far this year. You're top of the pile.
Thankfully, you know, we've had a good year. It's nice to be back rallying at home. It is second in the championship in Galway. Unfortunately, we retired in West Cork, but then we had a win on the circuit and a win in Clonmany. And, you know, I think, you know, the R5 cars are getting a little bit closer to the world cars as well, especially in Clonmany on stages we didn't really expect. So we're really looking forward to Donegal.
Is this battle of the R5 cars going to be really hot from the get-go? Because you have to manage this rally as well, because it's a long rally, but with things being so tight between you boys, you're going to try and get an edge early?
You know, it is 3 days. You know, we still have to, you know, try and think about the car a little bit, but I think it's Donegal and nobody really goes slow from word go, so we'll have to be sharp. You know, try and stay out of trouble, but everybody will be trying to do that, so who gets the finish first.
Been a few years now, Alistair, since you attended Donegal and competed here in the Northwest, because you were away on your world adventures, but you'll know a lot of the stages because most of them are quite similar to what you competed on before.
I think, you know, it is hard to believe it's been 5 years since I've been in Donegal. We had a very, very good event the last time with Rory on board in the Super 2000. The stages are, you know, as you say, probably some of the similar ones. The Friday stages I mightn't know that well, but perhaps do a bit of homework over the next few weeks and get a look at them. But, you know, it's classic Donegal, all the big stages are there, and it should be good.
What sort of stages will suit your car this year?
I think the like of Atlantic Drive, even, you know, Glen Village and places. But, you know, then again, back in 2011 when we were here in the Super 2000, we mixed it quite well with the world cars. So, you know, R5 pace is picking up.
Do you think you can mix it with the WRC cars again?
I think it will be difficult in this event. You know, if it's bone dry, it'll be really hard to keep up with the world cars, you know, especially the like of Gary's S12 and Dona and the Focus. But, you know, I think, you know, all our five boys are keen for a big push.
Yeah. So then, just finally, what are you looking forward to in Donegal? What's the standout stages for you? What's the one you're getting excited about most?
I've always liked Glen Village and, you know, Fannet Head. Yeah. Knockall is pretty special as well. But, you know, it's Donegal and it's good to be back, and, you know, the atmosphere is always very good.
Does there be nerves around it come the weekend?
Like, I think, you know, everybody's a bit nervous after the driver's briefing heading out to the first stage, but, you know, once you get going, things settle down okay.